Interviewee, Monica Sandrelli, a preschool teacher. Interviewer, Monica, let's go back to your childhood first. How far back do your memories go? What was your diet like as a child? Or do you remember any specific dishes from your childhood? Interviewee, if I remember correctly, those dishes were very tasty, and well, in childhood everything is good because memories also linger from back then. Many of these dishes were prepared by my grandmother, so those are old, simple dishes that I still have fond memories of. Mostly for breakfast, we had polenta and white coffee, mush, fried soup with an egg, semi-white bread with jam, butter, and milk or tea. So those were our breakfasts. Lunches were always soup, a main course. There weren't many desserts, but basically, we didn't miss them at all. There were salads as well. As I recall, we didn't eat that much meat, I don't know why, but we didn't really need it. A lot of things came from nature too. My father used to go mushroom picking, so we have preserved that even today. So I think those dishes were very simple, but tasty. Interviewer, the dishes you mentioned are more characteristic of the environment, they are Roma, so can you also tell us the names of these dishes? Interviewee, basically, what I mentioned for breakfast is local, you know. Maybe my mother and grandmother prepared them in their own way, adding or taking away some things. But there are many dishes that they prepared, which I really loved, made from flour, i.e. dough, like malaiki or prato humor, nokalen, gumbovsi. There are quite a few of these, I could say, traditional Roma dishes from our region, which are still on the menu of today's Roma. They were simple, there was a lot of vegetables, meat was found too, but more emphasis was on this flour or dough, also on the traditional Roma bread, or Roma flatbread, as we call it. This was prepared almost every week. Along with it went stews, meaning stews made of potatoes, stews made of green beans, kale, which is quite special, giulia, as we say in Romani. I still prepare it now, it is a very tasty dish, lots of vegetables, kale, meat if available, and it is a hearty stew that goes well with the Roma flatbread. Interviewer, these were more everyday dishes, I'd say. But during holidays, it is characteristic today, perhaps also in the past, that the Roma placed more emphasis on festive food. I don't know, was it the same in your case during Christmas, perhaps New Year, Easter, or maybe a fast? Did something more festive appear on your table than interviewee? Well, actually, it wasn't just during holidays that Roma, at least in our area, would fry things. Meat, vegetables, and things like that. So, during holidays, there was certainly no shortage of meat, and desserts, pastries. That was a specialty. My grandmother used to make them very well, now they call them ritai. But honestly, I have never eaten better ones. I even helped her with these things and was always tasting them, because those fillings were cottage cheese, apples, and cream, and in those times, that wasn't on the daily menu, and it was quite an honor to get a portion of that cream or that filling, and when it was baked, it was for the extended family, so it was baked in large quantities. These ritai were mostly present during all holidays. Even on All Saints' Day, pastries were always there, usually bujay taripa, blood sausages, roast, and all those things, which are also from the local environment, but the preparation is, in my opinion, different. This is the specialty, adding different spices, maybe not preparing it exactly according to the recipe, but those were very good housewives who made every dish very tasty. For example, during Shrove Tuesday, we always baked donuts and fank, which is the dough left over from cutting out the donuts. We used to have whole tables filled with these products, which were then fried, and we would eat that for a whole week, with white coffee or milk, and it was very tasty, which is why I say I have very fond memories of my childhood. Interviewer, how did you, or rather your parents and grandparents, take care of your health with the help of food? Was it even considered then how much food influences health, or that you should eat healthily? Interviewee, I think more than today. That is because, for example, my grandmother was a very wise woman and she knew that caraway is good for flatulence, for these things, as well as other herbs, so she knew about all those things. She would prepare some tea or a drink from it, for instance, when we were sick, she made us such a drink so that we would recover quickly, but those are specific things that I think we had more connection with nature, and we used things from nature a lot for our health. The advantage was also that, as I said before, simple things, meat was not on the menu every day. There were more vegetables because we had gardens, we had all that produce at home, lettuce, so we used what we had at home, and I think that because it was natural, and surely, since it wasn't sprayed with all those things, we were healthier, in my opinion. So we cared more about health. Today, it's different with various diets and all those things, because this time is such that there is a lot of fast food. Nobody cares about food anymore, just that it's tasty, quick, and all that. Also, many of these drinks, for example, that are full of sugar back then, that didn't exist. They would brew us tea and let it cool down, and we drank that to quench our thirst, or some raspberry syrup with water, or natural syrups our grandmothers and mothers would boil, and that was it. So there's a big difference in that regard. Nowadays, everyone promotes healthy eating, but back then, we also moved more than we do today, so I could say that we paid more attention to this healthy diet or healthy living. Interviewer, when you moved from the Roma settlement, from the Roma environment to the city, did this move influence your eating habits, or did you transfer this culinary tradition from your home to your new home? Interviewee, I think I did transfer it, because it was very close to me and these are also memories of my closest ones, so I still prepare this food today, albeit with a different note, with some other ingredients. I also pass it on to the younger generation, so some things have certainly changed, because back then there weren't these new ingredients, as there are now, especially with vegetables, but these old dishes, I can say, some traditional Roma dishes that I knew in my childhood, I still love to prepare today, and we love to eat them. Interviewer, which ones do you prepare most often from your childhood? Interviewee, basically this Roma bread, the flat bread, this is standard for us and we all love to eat it, from the youngest to the oldest. I also love the stews and prepare them, almost every week, some molike, gumbovsi, or prato humor with a vegetable sauce or we just put an egg on top, and salad, so many of these things are still on our menu. Interviewer, maybe one question here. Would you say it is easier today to prepare more types of food, even traditional Roma ones, because we are no longer as tied to seasonal vegetables, seasonal fruit, seasonal ingredients, because today everything is available? In the past, this wasn't the case, you had to wait for tomatoes, for them to ripen in July. Interviewee, basically, that is an advantage of modern times. Now, as to the quality of that tomato, that's another thing, so you have to choose correctly. It is easier, yes, if we look at it, and faster, too. Back then, we had a wood stove, so you had to build a fire, now they are electric, everything is faster, and in my opinion, it is just as tasty. Interviewer, okay, regarding traditional practices regarding eating, food for the younger generation, we have said that. What about health? How much importance do you attach to the meaning of food for health today? And how much of the knowledge that you might have learned as a child do you transfer or have you transferred to the younger generation? Interviewee, basically, food is a very important factor, besides exercise, for health. Now, if we look at the fact that most diseases arise because of unhealthy diet, that is it, so it is important. For example, I always say that the problem is not what you eat, but the quantity. If it is in a smaller form, for example, Okvirky cracklings, which we really love in Pret-Mergé, and we add them to most dishes, fine, but it is about the quantity. You don't eat a kilogram of cracklings or a kilogram of fatty meat, so it is very important what you eat and how much you eat. It is also very important that I personally take care of breakfast. I start with breakfast. I have accustomed my daughter to this, which I think is very important, also that there are smaller portions, that there are many vegetables and diverse ingredients, and fewer meals, which is also more important for health, also drinks. Basically, I am most satisfied with water, because I have gotten used to drinking it, so all these things I also transfer to the younger generation, because this is an investment in the future. This means that when they are older, they will not have health problems or all these diseases that are a consequence of an unhealthy diet, from blood pressure to cholesterol and much more. Interviewer, now the next question. Basically, you have already answered what your diet is like today, even if you prepare dishes from the past. So yes, we heard which ones. Perhaps for the last question, how do you understand this connection between food and health as an adult? Even during holidays, how do you understand this connection between food and health? Interviewee, since I have been connected to the fact that food influences health since childhood, I am aware of this now as well, somehow. Although during some holidays and celebrations, I don't stick that much to what is healthy and what is not, but I eat what is on the menu or what is available at that moment, and surely at that time, mostly things that are unhealthy are available, or sweets, nut rolls, cakes, and all that which we should eat less of, but it's not a disaster if you cheat for one day. So, the next day, I just eat more fruit and vegetables and maybe some soup, so I don't follow those diets, because I think they aren't healthy anyway, and they don't bring anything good.